See him.
It looks recording. Like you're in a Mediterranean home.
Sorry. Yeah, go ahead. Sorry.
Okay. So we're going to talk about Parshat Balotcha. We'll see who else joins us. Now, this is the exciting part. As Rabbi Sacks puts it, this is a point where the journey goes from the journey from to the journey to.
Ooh.
We are going, this is it. This is a Parshat where everybody goes into Eretz Yisrael and we live happily ever after. Yeah, Eitan knows that that's not actually what happens, that we have a whole sefer b'midrash where everything goes wrong. But it's a dramatic climax of what's supposed to happen. We've been setting up, we've built the Mishkan, we've set up the Machaneh, everyone's ready, we're all going to go into Eretz Yisrael, and that's source one. that they traveled from the mountain of God. Right, that'd be Har Sinai.
Eretz Yisrael?
For 3 days, Aron Brit Hashem Nasalf Nehem Derech Shoshamim, and the Aaron went in front of them for the 3 days. Let's go ahead to find an appropriate resting place. The problem that I want to focus on is that the name of the mountain is wrong. By Sumei Har Hashem. It sounds good. But that term for Har Sinai is not used anywhere else in Tanakh. If you look at the Midrash says on this, source 2, Vayedibar Hashem Moshe Bar Sinai, and it discusses what Sinai means. Shisha Shemot Nikrulo. This mountain, the desert, the wilderness around it had six names. What are the six names? Har Elokim, look at that, which is different from Har Hashem. That's kind of my point. Har Bashan, Har Gabnunim, which are both names that are found in Tehillim. Har Moriah is what the Rabbi Barabbas says, but if you look at the Etz Yosef on that, that's verse 3. Tanchuma Garas Har Chemed. Har Chemed is a term used for Har Sinai in Tehillim, but Makam Har Moriah. Har Moriah is generally the term for where the Beis Hamikdash stood. That's in Yerushalayim. This is not, right. So Har Sinai is not Har Moriah. The Tot Nofal B'Sifreinu, and the Etz Yosef, who is a respectable, very religious commentator, 17th century, who says this is a typo. So, six names for Har Sinai, Har Elokim, Har Bashan, Har Gabnunim, Har Chemed, the desired mountain, that's from Tehillim, Har Chorev, it's called Chorev all the time, Har Sinai, those six names for Har Sinai. And it's called Har Elokim many times. It's Har Hashem, Shem Avaya, Yud Kei Vav Kei, completely different. So the question, why is this different? What is the point that's being made here? And this connects, I don't think is Mickey here with us yet? No. He asked like 2 or 3 weeks ago, why is it that Har Sinai is named, but we have no idea where it is, and Yerushalayim as the place where Hashem chooses to, Makom HaShem Yivchar Hashem, to choose to make his name known, that's never mentioned in the Torah, even though we know exactly where it is. Why is Har Sinai named if it completely disappears after Mamad Har Sinai? We never see it again, it has no holiness. What's the significance of that? So we're gonna look a little bit at what the name Har Sinai means and what it's called. So the first time we meet Mount Sinai, it's not called that. It's used those other names. This is source 4. Moshe has run away from Egypt. He's working for his father-in-law. Moshe yaroet son yitrochot no kohei midyan, and Moshe was herding the sheep of his father-in-law Yitro, the leader of Midyan. Ben hagadat son achar midbar, and he leads the sheep out in the distant wilderness. Vayvo al har Elokim. First time it's named, it's Har Elokim, the mountain of God. Shema of Elohim, Choreva et Choreva. That's those two names. That's when we see it as, that's the way we originally identified this mountain. And then when we think about the mitzvah of remembering Mamad Har Sinai, if you call it, Zichurat Mamad Har Sinai, it's one of the six things you're supposed to remember. But the Torah doesn't call it Har Sinai there. Again, it's Har Elohim, it's Har Choreva. This is in Devarim. This is the mitzvah to remember Har Sinai. It doesn't say anything about Har Sinai. So forget that name. Raki Shemer Lacha, Ushmar Ashama Od, but you should be really careful. Pentishkat the Rarim, lest you forget these things that Sheroyanecha that you saw, Penyasur Milvavcha, and they should be lost from your mind, Kol Yimecha Yecha, for your entire heart. And you need to teach them to your children and your grandchildren. What are you supposed to remember? Yom Esher Amanata Lefnei Hashem Lokecha, the day that you stood before God, for Hashem your God, B'Chorev. That's the name of the mountain, Chorev. When Hashem told me, gather the people and I will tell them my words. So they should learn to fear God, and they should teach their children. That's the mitzvah of remembering. And it's talking about Har Choreb, but we still call it Sinai. What is Har Sinai all about? And I'm going to base this on an idea that comes through in the Kli Yakar. Now, the Kli Yakar was a pulpit rabbi. He got his little bio from Safaria over here. He was a Polish rabbi, served a chief rabbi of Prague after the Maharal, so late 16th century. When he hit there, he was famous, a gifted preacher, whose drashot would captivate his many listeners. But if you actually read the commentary, these are all drashot, and he doesn't pull punches. He is talking about how awful. He's a fire and brimstone rabbi. Sermons are all, things are awful, you people are awful, you need to do better. And that's one thing that comes out of his analysis of what's going on here. So we're going to look at what the Kli Yakar says about this. And he starts throughout the various things I'm putting together, the Kli Yakar, from a Gemara in Shabbos. Verse 7, my Har Sinai. That question mark to be on the side. What is Har Sinai? What does Sinai mean? The answer is, Har Shiyarda Sin'a L'Umot Olam Alav. It's the mountain of hatred. A little midrashic pun there between Sinai, it's for Sina. It's pretty extreme. You don't think about that. We talk about how wonderful Mamar Har Sinai was. No, Sinai was the Har Shiyarda Sin'a L'Umot Olam, where hatred came down. And his explanation is going to be interesting. What's that hatred? But there's another answer. What does Har Sinai mean? And that comes from Moshe's bracha to Yosef. And he tells Yosef, this is the end of Moshe's life, the end of Devarim. We megara aretz umla'a, that Yosef, you will get the fruit of the land and its fullness, ratzon shoch nisne, and the desire, the goodwill of he who dwells in the sne, in the thorn bush. Tavotali rosh Yosef, this will come to the head of Yosef, called kod nizirachav, and on his head will be the crown of his brothers. That's Yosef. And he will get Ratzon Shoch Nisna. What is a Shoch Nisna? Rabban explains. Vayikra Hashem and Echbad Shoch Nisna. So Hashem is called the one who dwells in the Sna. Kisham Nira Elav B'Tchilah. Because that's where Hashem appeared in the first time. You know the story of the burning bush. When Moshe goes up to Har Sinai the first time, when he's herding his father-in-law's sheep, he sees a bush burning that is not being consumed, by Sne and Enukal. That's the first appearance, that is the Shnoch Nisne. V'shachan yamim rabim al Har Sinai. And then when Bnei Israel came to it, they stayed on that mountain, Har Sinai, shum makom ha-Sne. That's what Sinai means, is a place of the Sne, where Hashem appeared in the thorn bush. V'Sinai ba v'shachan b'Yisrael, and from Sinai, the Shekhinah came and dwelled within Israel itself. So Hashem Shekhinah comes to the world in the Sneh, in this bush. It remains there in the mountain of the bush, which is what we were explaining as Sinai, and then goes to Bnei Israel. And that's the story of the burning bush, source 10. An angel appeared to Moshe from the midst of the fire, mitoch ha-Sneh, from the bush. And Moshe looks, and the thorn bush is burning, and fire basnet and nukal, and is not being consumed. Why a snet? Why a thorn bush? Rashi famously says, "Bitochasneh, lo ilan acher." It was not some other kind of tree, whatever the symbolism there. Mishum imo inochi b'tzara, because Hashem is saying, "I am with Bnei Israel in their pain, in their trouble." That's why he's picking this lowly thorn bush, and this is the Kli Yakar on that idea. Marazu Rabu Hadeot. Within this vision, there are many opinions. And there are those who would say it's because of this idea that Hashem is with us in our pain. That's what Rashi says. Therefore, Hashem revealed himself in the sna, which is a lowly weed bush. Nobody wants it. Lefi Rashi, and according to Rashi's explanation, the way Rashi presents it, Enum Yushad Klal doesn't make any sense. Rashi doesn't explain any of that. Lama Davka Basna, why specifically a Sneh? The Yeshurim Shasne Remez Lusilvo Tanche Yisrael. And those say that the bush itself is a symbol of the troubles of Israel. Kiyesha Tzarot Lakechet Tzaviva Ve'ena Ukal. That's a symbolism that is being burned. It's burning and it never is consumed. That's a symbol of Bnei Israel who are in trouble. They're lowly and they're being burned. So let's explain why the specifically a sneh, which is known as a thorn bush. So he has his own explanation. Dabar Acher. Remez L'mashe Ne'amar. That this is a hint for what is said later on in Parshat Shemot. Oh, I'm sorry, it's actually early in Parshat Shemot. When Moshe, before Moshe runs away from Egypt, he's a prince of Egypt. He goes out, sees an Egyptian beating an Israelite, kills the Egyptian, and then the next day he comes out and sees two Jews fighting, tells them to stop, and they say, "Who put you in charge? What are you going to do, kill us like you killed the Egyptian?" And he says, "Achein noda davara." Now, obviously, this was known. I can't stay here. I need to leave. People know that I killed the Egyptian. It says, "Achein noda davara." And then, but the Medrash on this says, what is "Achein noda davara"? Now it is known. Not now everyone knows that I killed the Egyptian, but now I understand what's going on here. Nehemiah Yisrael shru'im b'tzara. Why are Bnei Israel here in slavery, are being oppressed more than anyone, any other nation? Because they have slanderers. They are saying Lashon Hara, they are fighting with each other, they're willing to betray me and inform on me. That's why Bnei Israel obviously deserves the slavery, because I see what the Bnei Israel are saying. They have informers. Mashmim kol anot, that say things that are hurtful, with sarcasm and insults. They are harming each other, which is like kosim halalu, and it's like thorns. Hamashmiim kol shuba erbaish. It's like the crackling of kindling thorn bushes. In the metaphor in Kohelet, we'll see that they crackle loudly as they're burning. All those fine little twigs. And that's what that's Bnei Israel are like that. They're just speaking nonstop, speaking painful things. Chak Yisrael, so too Israel. Afilu b'zman she'esh ha-tzarot m'lakechat tzivav. And then even while they're burning, even while they're in pain, mikol makam still kol echad l'chaveiro, that everyone is acting to each other. This is a metaphor from Yechezkel. Kotz machov, they are a thorn, a painful thorn, b'silon ma'amir, and a toxic thistle to each other. And even as they're suffering, they're still fighting with each other. That's what Bnei Israel are like.
Oy.
That's what means to be a thorn bush.
But Moshe got in trouble for saying Lashon Hara about Bnei Israel.
Okay, but here, they're saying that this is the sin. This is where Bnei Israel are. Right. And Bnei Israel is still saying Lashon Hara about each other. Moshe is part of that. He's also part of the
Sneh.
Sneh symbolizes Bnei Israel because Bnei Israel are always fighting with each other. That's what a thorn bush is a symbol of. Kiminak Dorot Halalu. Just like we do today. That's the Yakar talking to his audience. Right? We're also, no matter how much trouble you're in, you can still find Jews fighting with each other. But Tamid Mashmim Kol, Kol Hasir. And they all sound like the burning thorns. Mashkatu, like Kohelet says, he calls Asirim Tachar Asir. It's a great pun. Kain Skoka Gasil. That the laughter, The jokes of a fool are like the sound of the thorns burning underneath the pot. That's the pun of Sirimpa. And as they're burning, they're just making random sounds. That's what the Schok HaKsil is. Zu Ikar Sibal Yisrael, Yopa Galut. And that's why B'nai Israel is still here in exile. Mitzad HaSinah, Bakinah, because of the hatred and jealousy between Shebeneim, that's between them. Yotev Rikol Amot, that's more than any other nation. That's the problem. And that's the same. So that's what it means that this thorn bush is not being burnt, not being consumed. Even though the fire is burning, they're being punished. They're in pain. But still, the one thing that's left is this snet. See, now between them, that never leaves, even as it's burning. A hold over there, every generation. Banana ukal is never consumed. That's the thorns never leave from the vineyard of God. That's the metaphor from Yeshaya, that we are supposed to be the vineyard of God, this fine vine. Instead, we're just a lowly thorn bush that keeps poking itself, keep hurting itself.
Whoa, that is like totally the opposite of every classical explanation and encouragement of the sinai that I heard.
Absolutely. That's why it's so radical. I think that's
the fire, right?
This fire is the, sorry, I think Aaron was talking about the fire is the sorrow that Israel are going through, and the sneh is the crackling of the thorn bush that even despite the troubles they're going through, they're still arguing with each other. And
yes, absolutely. This is completely different from every other explanation you've seen of Sinai. That's what it means when it says, Moshe sees the flame from within the sneh. Have a little memar. It should have said the flame was in the snap, not from the snap. Oh, b'toch ha-snap. It was within the snap. Ma'o b'toch ha-snap. Why does he say from the actual snap? V'chei ma'shtem ravinei ha-snap bo'er ba'esh. That the snap was burning the fire. Ipcha b'ba'ela. It should have said the other way around. V'hinei ha-esh bo'er ba'snap. That the fire was burning the snap. Because the fire, it should be the subject, and the snare should be the object. The truth is what we just said. That the fact that we are the snare, we are this constant sniping each other, that's what causes the fire to burn of the trouble. Since B'nai Israel are similar to the snare, that everyone to his friend is a painful thorn, mashmiya kolo alav, and speaks against him, b'chirufim v'dufim, with sarcasm and insults. Akein bara b'hem ish Hashem, and that's why the fire comes. Acheinu da davar, that's why we're all in such trouble. Imkein hasna po'el, so it's the sna that causes, eshwe pa'ul, and it's the fire that's the result. V'kach ne'amar b'nei hasna bo'er ba'ish. That's why this was the bush burning the fire. Yasne gorema barata esh. Zeh shakatuv, then that's why it says, Balabat esh mitoch asne, that the flame comes from the sne. Yalabat esh nimshach mitoch asne, comes from the, it's caused by the sne. Yasne gorema halabat esh, because the sne causes the fire. Zeh perish dachot. That's the kliyakar. They say, this is the way to understand the whole image of the sne. Which is still, it's a really bad thing. So why are we so excited about this? And we named the mountain Har Sinai. That's his next point. B'nai Israel finally leave Egypt, and they're supposed to go around this mountain, Har Hazet, Har Elokim, the mountain of God, Har Chorev, in the desert. And it says, by Yisru Merifidim, the B'nai Israel, as they're leaving Egypt, they travel from Rephidim, which is a place where they argued with Moshe about the war. It's a place where they were attacked by Amalek. By Avomi Bar Sinai, they come to the wilderness of Sinai. By Achanubi Bar, and they camp in the wilderness. By Chan Sham Yisrael Neged Ahar, and they camped, famously singular, right? Yishnacha Blevacha Neged Ahar by the mountain. Here's Kliyakar's point. And the point is that they come to Har Sinai, and they're supposed to reject the name. Second half of the pasuk, the name goes away. It's supposed to simply be Echan Neged Ahar in the mountain. No more Sinai. Kliyakar, source 14. Re'e, kama kiflayim yichtavu kan. You see how much redundancy there is here. Umayam mikra chaser, and why doesn't the pasuk just say, Vayis'u merifidim, that they traveled from Refidim, Ba'achanu ba'mibar Sinai, and they camped, Kulim from Sinai, neged ahar, by the mountain. Why do they go, Vayis'u, Vayabo, Vayachanu, Vayachan, all that, this all redundant. Loma mar tchila, Vayachanu, Ba'achar kein, Vayachan. Why say first they camped plural and then Vayachan singular? Tchila amar mibar Sinai, first it says in the Sinai, Ba'achar kein, Kachstam, Ba'mibar, then afterwards it says in the wilderness. And in the beginning, it goes stam, and afterwards, it's just a mountain. Venira, she calls it raya, raya. This is all proof. Shaloha Yisrael ru'in lekabalat Torah. The Bnei Yisrael did not deserve to get the Torah. Ad asher yesh shalom b'neihem. They needed to make peace among them themselves. They needed to lose that sina and kina that was destroying them, that made them warrant being a slave nation. He quotes Kohelet about Bnei Yisrael are balei wasufot, nitnu, that their master many different collections, morbi ro'ech God, but one shepherd. The Torah called into Yivotei Shalom, and the Torah has to be ways of peace. So, they left Refidim. They had to travel from Refidim as the name of the place. That's where they had the argument. That was their fighting. That place was also called Masa Umriva. Trouble and arguments. Now they leave it behind. They need to separate themselves out from this Piru. Refidim is a hint to the separation of a lack of unity. They go to Bar Sinai, and they come to Sinai. Umaskiram b'loshen rabim, and they came in plural. Vayavo, vayachanu, vayavo b'Bar Sinai, vayachanu b'Bar. Lo rot shemitzad b'Bar adayin hayu cholukim b'datam, that they still hadn't achieved that unity. They're all separate, and they're still at Sinai. Vayila ayu b'levachak ishachar adayin. They didn't get that point of being one person, one heart. But they get to the mountain itself, and they learn that this is where the glory of Hashem is going to come down. Then it says, Vayichan, singular. As Rashi says. They achieve that, and now it's Vayichan, Neged Ahar, the mountain, no more Sinai, no more Refidim, no more arguments. Before that, they still had their arguments of fighting. Ajabo neged har kamor, until they get to the mountain. Lefi sheshmo mara hefech. Hainu Sina, Amru Chazal, that we said. That the name Sinai, when they get to Sinai, that has the name of Sinai, it's that Sina of hatred of each other that was still there. Sina misham yarda Sina lu moto, etc. We quoted that. Bekach Amar by Yichad Sham Yisrael Neged Ahar, that they camped as a singular by the Har, Ki Mahu Tahar Garam Vashalom Lo Shema, that they managed to reject the name Sinai. And they were united. And that lasted for 40 days until they came to Egel. But now they spent a year down in front of this mountain. And then we get to this parsha. And if you look at our parsha, when they're supposed to be leaving, right? And then the next pasuk is set aside by these weird punctuation marks in the Torah. There's an upside down nun, or backwards facing nun, before and after these two psukim in our parsha. And this is the the psukim that we say we open the Torah, open the Aron to bring the Torah out. Those are people who are actually opening the Torah and opening the Aron and bringing the Torah out. Remember when you used to do that?
Yeah, sounds familiar.
Yeah. Okay, you say, Vayehi ben so Aron, Vayor Moshe, Kuma Hashem, Vyefucho Ivecha, Vinustu Mitzanecha, Vipanecha. And when the Aron would travel, Moshe would say, you should arise, Uvinecho Yamar, when it rests. Yamar Shuba Hashem, Revota by Israel Hashem, settle among the myriad of Israel. And famously, that there's before and after there are these these backwards nuns. And Rashi says, Asalo lo simanim lefanavu ma'acharav. There's a sign before and after this. Mara says this is a book to itself. So Ein Zeh Mekomo, this is not the right place to it for it. This actually, Soloveitchik has said that this acts as a book into itself. This is what's supposed to happen. They were supposed to go into Eretz Yisrael, settle in Eretz Yisrael, and that was it. The rest of Sefer Midbar should not have happened. Why write it here? We have this section over here is stuck in here, and these are like parentheses to separate between the troubles before and the troubles after. So everyone knows, we all know the troubles after. Right after this pasuk, this week's parsha, we have the Metonanim, they're complaining. We have the complaints about wanting meat and the slav. We have Miriam's Lashon Hara. Then next week's parsha, we're going to have Shlach, right? Spies. 40 more years, then we got Korach. All the Parunut afterwards. What's it separate? What's the Parunut before this? As far as we can tell, all that's happened is they've set the camp up and they're ready to go. Everyone agrees. What's the Parunut before? What's the trouble before? Was the pasuk we started with. When they left to enter into Israel, what does the pasuk say? Vayisu mehar Hashem derech shloshet yamim. They left the mountain of Hashem for a trip of 3 days. Aron brit Hashem naseh lefnehem. And the Aron went before them. And this is what the Kli Akar puts it. Darshu Chazal and Ran Shabbos. That Chazal say about this. Oto hayom soru me'achare Hashem. They ran away from God. Uvarachol me'achare Hashem. They ran from the mountain of Hashem. Kitina kaborech mi'bet ha-sefer. Like children running away from school.
Very, very relevant at this point.
Yeah.
Now that the idea of having, remember, children used to actually go to school. That may be familiar to some people, as opposed to somebody sitting home on their computers. So that was Bnei Yisrael, left Har Sinai like children on the last day of school. Kach baruchu lehem. Right, they ran away. Mira pen yosif lehem mitzvot. Because they were afraid they're going to get more and more mitzvot. They spent all this time with all these commandments. They're done. That was enough. Thank you very much. We're out of here. That's a perunut. And why is Gemara saying that? What is it looking at here? Because of the way it's described, it's a Vayisu Mehar Hashem. They left the mountain of Hashem. That's not a name anywhere else. It's a Sifsei Chachamim, verse 19. Yichtiv Le'el Minei Vayisu Mehar Hashem. It says they left the mountain of Hashem. Habe Le'mar, that it should have said Vayisu Mehar Elokim. Why not use one of the names that appears elsewhere? Har Elokim. They left Har Elokim. That's what it means. They were leaving that what was represented by that name of Hashem, Yud Kei Vav Kei, the Shem Havayah, of the relationship. That's the personal name. That is a relationship with Hashem, and that's what they were running away from. Hugam came Peranut Shasur Hashem. That was this troubles beforehand. And so that the Kli Akar, interestingly, connects it to that nun. What is a nun? The nun hafucha, that reverse nun that's in the beginning of there, says the pan based on the Aramaic word for fish, which is nun. Right? In Israel, we're a backward fish. Source 20. But Karl Lishmo says, Zehu nun, so nun hafucha. And it's easier to understand this is the idea, the concept behind this. Backwards nun. Nun Rishona, remember she is for El Nimshu Lagayim. Ledagim, rather, sorry. That the nun in the beginning is that Bnei Israel are symbolized by fish. Sheikar Chayatamba Mayim, which live in the water. We all know the famous Mashal Rabbi Akiva gave to Papa when they were in prison. Papa was in prison for tax evasion. Rabbi Akiva was in prison for teaching Torah. So Papa asked Rabbi Akiva, why are you bothering teaching Torah? Just stop. So he gave the parable of fish in the water, running away from the fishermen. And the fox comes by and tells the fish, well, why don't you come out here on the dry land? It's much safer. The fishermen won't catch you. And the answer, no, our life is in the water. On the land, we're surely going to die. At least here, it's risky, but at least we can live. So too, Bnei Israel, like fish in the water. All right, you know, ignore that phone. So, this is like the parable that Rabbi Kiva gave to Pappas ben Yehuda in Gemara Brachot. And when Bnei Yisrael are running away from Hashem, continue kaporech mi beit hasefer, like children running away from school, haraim kunun dag hafuch. They're like a fish facing the wrong way.
Oh, that's so interesting.
Haporech mi makom mikom chayuto, pone panav el safa. It's turning from where he lives and trying to get out onto the shore, lachutz, and beyond that. That they turned away from where they lived, they turned away from Har Hashem and tried to run away. And this is still true today. Yakar is telling his audience, that causes the galut to continue to last. So most people have left the Aron Brit Hashem, have turned away from the Aron. Toward the people, toward the camp. And to the point that everything that they do right, all the Torah mitzvot they do, they don't do for its own sake, to show off by them, so with those things. If you're doing mitzvot, you're doing Torah, it's just to be able to show off, to have a beria, so that everyone else should be impressed by you, so they like you.
It's not actually referring to the group, right? This was a...
No, but you should always quote that. So this is the Gemara in, I think it's Shabbos, where Rabbi Yehuda Nasi goes to a city and asks to see the Neturei Karta, those who guard the city. And he shows them the police. And he says, no, these are not the Neturei Karta. The real Neturei Karta are the children who are learning Torah. But why the Neturei Karta group picked this name? Because they're not, right? That's a quote. Neturei Karta, they're not Neturei Karta. Elohim Charuvei Karta. They're the ones who are destroying the city. So those who pretend to be very religious and firm, they're not. They're making things worse. And everybody knows this. And nobody tells them to stop. Everyone's just showing off. The Sina and is still there even today. Until it gets to the point where Hashem will attend to us. And then Hashem will wipe out all the evil thoughts from among us. We can't go on from this. The things will just get worse unless we do our tshuva. We have to get better. That's what the Nun Hafucha means. So Bnei Yisrael are leaving, point going away from Har Hashem.
So the nuns were put in, it could be in Aramaic, right? Because they were put in, I assume, later on.
I don't know where the Masorah to put that, the nuns in there. I assume they're, right. So that the way the Torah is written now, if you know, the letters that we use now are from the time of Ezra.
Okay.
Ketav HaShurit, it's called. So could it have been an Ezra there that would be in Aramaic? That's quite possible. I don't know. I have no idea if it takes it literally or not. It makes for a nice drush on there, though. Okay. So what are they doing? That's the name. They are Levi Sumer Harashem. They're leaving Hashem. Replace the of the relationship. And that's the first Peranut. What they were supposed to do was leave Har Sinai. Leave that name behind. And take the Har Hashem with them. They failed. This is the Menachem Ganach says this. He's the head of the OU, who has a nice sefer about basically the Torah of Rav Soloveitchik. What was supposed to happen? Verse 21. Sha'al Mori Barebi, Marana Ganra Yosef Dov, Halevi Soloveitchik, says Rav Soloveitchik asked. What's the difference between the sanctity of Har Sinai and the sanctity of Beit HaMikdash? The place of the Beit HaMikdash is holy, even without a Beit HaMikdash on there. It's holy now, it's holy forever. But the Har Sinai, which we'll still call Har Sinai, that Hashem's Kaba went directly on Ba'esh, and the fire was visible to all. Ba'yamakom ha'irui, hachi chashuv b'todat ha'olam, the most important event in the history of the world. Hinu matan Torah, and the Torah was given. Kacha rak l'shaita, that was only holy for that moment. And it says, b'mshoch ha'yabel hema ilu v'har, as soon as the trumpet, as soon as the all clear is blown, then everybody can go up the mountain. There's no kedusha at all. In Shum Durar Dusha Sham Hayom, and there's no sanctity there at all. We have no idea where it is. Maybe it's Jebel Musa and the Sinai. Has no meaning. Why the distinction? Why do we lose the mount, that mountain, Mount Har Sinai? By Ramban Resh Parsha Truma, the Rambam explains, Katab Shahivya Karsh Baruch with Dusha Sinai Le Mishkan. We said that the Dusha that was there, Shechina that was on Har Sinai, went to the Mishkan. It didn't stay on the mountain. Zilashon, that's where the Ramban puts it. Soda Mishkan Hu. Shaiya Kavod Asher Shachana Al Har Sinai Shochena Lav Benistar. That the Kavod Hashem, the palpable, the visible, the feeling that Hashem is Hashem Shechina, Hashem's presence, went from Har Sinai and dwelt within the Mishkan. Refuse that, move on. That's why Sinai is different from Har Abayit. Kedusha Sinai huvra la Mishkan, because the Kedusha left Har Sinai, went to the Mishkan, Mishkan was Shiloh, and there went into Shiloh when they came to Israel, Ashabol and Mikdash. And that was when it came to the Beit Mikdash. Kedusha to Mikdash, he Kedusha Sinai Basma. So that the Kedusha that on Har Abayit was the Kedusha that originally was in the Har Sinai. But Israel took it with them into Israel. That's why the kedusha there in the mikdash is forever. That was the original kedusha of that event of Mamre Sinai. That way with Bnei Israel. That's what they're supposed to do. They're supposed to have that feeling of taking Har Hashem with them. They're supposed to vayisu mi Har Sinai, but take Har Hashem with them. But instead, what happens in this week's parsha is vayisu mi Har Sinai. By Yisumi Har Hashem, they left Har Hashem. I mean, the Kedusha went with the Mishkan, but the people didn't have that sense anymore. They ran away, they ran out of Har Hashem, and they kept the Har Sinai with them all the way through the time of the Kli Yakar, and I'll venture to say, through today as well. So, we'll try to get to the point where we're no longer Nimshulus Lisnezeh. We're not thorns in each other's sides, and try to get to building our, rebuild the Achdus of Vayichai Yisrael Neged Ahar. Have a great Shabbos.
Have a good
Shabbos. Where did you find the Sefer Rabbi Gunnar?
So that